This is the ColoradoHockey.com podcast, brought to you by AbsFam, absfam.com, for the coolest hockey shirts you can't find anywhere else because they're not available anywhere else. Go check them out at absfam.com.
Yeah, huge shout out to the AVS fam. Colorado hockey's coming in, man. Let me teach you how to dutchy. On the ice, the dutchy touch. Hashtag volley volley. The crazy saves, this so gnarly. The Condor and Landy. Team Butte is sweeter than candy. Colorado hockey's coming in. Colorado hockey for the win. Tune in to the podcast, we're live. Colorado hockey has arrived. ColoradoHockey.com.
So, All-Star break. I mean, is that a big deal to a team who's in last place? And if you're the one sole representative of that team going, while it's an honor and while it might be exciting, it's still got to be kind of weird being that one guy who's just there because, well, they needed somebody from your team to show up. I mean, Nathan MacKinnon surely has some All-Star qualities about him, but he hasn't had an All-Star kind of year. I mean, I don't even think he leads the team in points right now, although he's up there. And as we go into the All-Star break, we have Varlamov, who is evidently hurt bad enough that they're going to shut him down for the season and get surgery done. How long has this been the case? Has he been hurt for seasons? Has he been playing subpar here and there because of that? Or is this something where it's just time? We have nothing to play for. It's time to get him 100% healthy and see if we can't get him back on the ice to either be awesome again or good enough to trade or expose, because nobody's going to want this guy until they know for sure that he's back 100% and healthy. Which pains me a little bit to say because I'm a huge fan of Vardy, but I'm also a huge fan of anyone who's ever had a good run with this team. It's romantic, maybe, I don't know, but I don't want to see anybody traded. At the same time, I think we need to have some people traded. Unfortunately, Dutchy is one that keeps coming up, and there was a pretty douchey tweet going out. Maybe it wasn't, maybe it just rubbed me the wrong way, but this idea that people are really playing up, hey, Duchene says that he is open to the idea of a trade. Well, I doubt that he started the interview and said, hey, wait, everyone, I want to tell you right now, I am wide open to a trade, so just know that. I think that he just got pestered and pestered so much, he finally got tired of it. And what's he going to say? Of course he's going to say that. He's open to whatever the team wants to do with him because he doesn't have a no-move contract. If they want to move him, he has to be open to it. He has to go somewhere. So for me, it was a little bit clickbaity the way that they did it. But again, it might have just rubbed me the wrong way because I'm definitely edgy about it. And at the same time, I just don't understand this team's fascination with some of the players like Beauchemin. I know it's a hot topic right now to be mad at Beauchemin, but you can't argue that every time that something breaks down on the ice, he's very near. Usually one step behind, or usually with a stick in somebody's armpit or groin or hooking them. It's just one of those things where I don't know if that's worth it anymore. If we can deal this guy, we probably should, because everything from here will be a decline. Sure, he's getting those minutes, but they're not quality minutes. Does it matter how many minutes you play if you're not playing quality minutes? I don't think so, and I think we got some other guys who deserve a chance up here right now. Just like our goalie situation, I think it's time we shut certain people down and bring other people up and find out exactly what we have in this organization and what we need to do in the offseason to make it better. This isn't some personal thing either. It's not just that I'm mad at Beauchemin because I blame him for everything that we've done. I just see him as a guy who is holding a spot that somebody else on our team should probably get a chance to challenge for him. And the only real caveat to that statement right there is that we're a little bit short on D right now. You could argue that our best 2D are out on injured reserve, as a matter of fact. And I don't know what's going to happen in those cases, but I still think that we're not winning games anyways. And in the few games where Beauchemin hasn't played, it didn't look that different to me. It looked like other guys were out there maybe fighting a little bit harder, maybe getting to the puck first, and maybe trying just a little bit harder as well. And then you got Big Z. This guy is slap and tickle. He is awesome, and then he does something boneheaded. And I think that that will get better, but it's never going to be 100% better, and we have to accommodate for that. We have to know, like Barry, he's going to do some stuff we really like, but we're going to have to put up with this little thing and that little thing. And in most cases, that means a penalty here and there at the wrong time. You have to say, though, Big Z is one of the brighter spots on the team right now. I don't know what we expected from him. I know that when he came here, though, he let a lot of people down in a hurry. And I think that he's starting to redeem himself a little bit. I mean, when he does his thing, he is brutal. People do not want to enter the zone. They're hesitating. They're not even thinking shot. They're thinking, don't get killed. Don't get flipped upside down by this guy, which I really like that. I'm not saying that he needs to be dirty, but he is physical, and that physicality plays to his favor. He needs to have people worried about things. And when that happens, we disrupt plays, we get pucks, we get out of the zone, and we get back where we need to be. That's in the offensive zone. So let's talk a little bit about that offense. The offense of the Colorado Avalanche is largely based on just a few people's shoulders. One of them is Gabriel Landeskog. Now, he's been playing a lot better of late, and I'm still of the opinion that we don't want to give up on him yet. The contract's too good, the upside is still there. given a better team and some better players, and also his growth and maturity, I think that there's a lot of upside left in him. I don't really want to see him go, but I understand that somebody has to go to get the pieces we think we need. But for the time being, his offense and his effort have been spot on. It's a little bit worrisome that it's spot on when everything's on the line, like his job, but at the same time, that's the catalyst that gets people going. How many people do you know who hesitate and wait until they can get their heart rate and cortisol pumping about it? They have to have that sort of stimulus, and I don't know that he had had that before all this started going down, but I see a resurgence in him, and I see an effort in him that isn't overly skilled, but it has all the qualities that you want in a power forward, with that tough-nosed hockey, with that get in there and battle for it, and with that slam at home as soon as you can kind of thing, instead of hesitating and waiting for that pass and looking for a beautiful play. Which brings us to Rantanen. Rantanen's been great. I mean, he came into a team that's not very good, and he's been shining, and he's been showing that he belongs here in the NHL, so I think he is only going to get better as well. He does have a tendency to hold on to that puck a little bit long, but when he does make the passes and they work, they're Forsberg-esque to me. The guy has vision, he has the ability to get it there, and he doesn't panic. Not when people are smacking him, not when people are punching him in the head, not when things are chaotic in the corner. He finds a way to get a hold of that puck and get it to somebody that's going to get a good chance out of it. I love that about him, and you need that guy on the team, but you have to have that other guy like a Landeskog who, as soon as they see that puck, they're going to shoot it. Same with Carl Soderberg. When he gets a hold of that puck, he's going to shoot it. He's going to try to power around the edge. He's going to try to outmuscle you. There's nothing surprising about his game. 1 out of every 10 times it works. Well, hopefully. And that makes him who he is. Now, I'm not sure he's worth the money we're paying him right now, but one off year probably isn't enough to kill a whole contract. I think he sticks around and we see what's going to happen with him in a supporting role, a bottom six role. Of our other offensive threats, I think you have to give it to Dutchie. He makes the effort every single time. He's even gone back to his old move now where he powers around the outside, flips it under the stick, and goes top shelf. And that works every now and then. But the real difference this year is he added some other moves to it. He doesn't do it every time, so the defenseman doesn't know exactly what to expect. And that works in his favor for sure. Dutchie's one of those guys where, I mean, I almost feel like he's going to give up on the team sooner or later because he's always the trade rumor. He's always the one everybody gets mad at, even though he always finds a way to get about the same amount of goals, same amount of points, and he always gives a huge effort. But what about somebody else? What about somebody like MacKinnon? Nothing but potential, nothing but upside. Top speed is amazing, but you'd have to say that he isn't performing as well as everybody thought that he might this year. None of the team is, but for a young star who has all this potential, who was drafted so high, I think that he's disappointed a few people so far, including himself. And given his age and given where he is and what his aspirations were coming into this league, I hope that doesn't affect him too much. I hope he keeps the faith, just keeps doing what he's doing, but adds little pieces to his game. And I'll give you an example. We know he's fast, but top speed isn't exactly everything that you need. You need to have the ability to go from fast to slow to fast to slow. Now, I'm not just talking about his first two steps either. Those are great. That's one of the things that gets him going, is he gets out quicker than people, and then he has a top speed that's quicker than most people. But when it gets into the zone, he has to slow it down, and he has to be able to change the pace on people in an instant. And what I see from him is he goes flying down the ice, tries to do some crazy break towards the net or get a shot off or whatever, and then it either wraps around the boards or it gets taken by the other team, and he's skating hard to get back, where I want to see a bit more poise in his game. I want him to get that zone, but if he has to wait for the rest of the cavalry, by all means, wait for them. We're going to get faster. There's going to be people who can keep up with him eventually, but for the time being, he needs to be able to do the stops and starts in that zone, whatever it takes to hold onto the puck long enough for people to get set up. People like Aginla's, people like Martinsons, people like whoever he's playing with at that particular time. As for the rest of our offense, I mean, there's some cool stuff. Nieto hasn't been too bad, but I don't know. There's just nothing that wows you beyond that. So the last little bit that we'll ramble on about is the goaltending. With Varlamov out, like we talked about, then what? Is it Pickard? Is he our man? Well, I think the Avalanche come out and said that, yeah, Pickard's the man and Martin's going to back him up. I think there's more of a battle going on here than people know. Pickard's definitely going to get the nod. He's going to get the look first. But if Spencer Martin keeps playing well, it's going to be a competition, especially rolling into next year. I think that between those three goalies, who knows? Who knows who's the guy out? Who knows who's being traded? Who knows who's going to be exposed and taken at that point? Martin has come up and played a couple games, and we'd be getting ahead of ourselves if we said that he's the future of this team. I mean, you need to see a larger sample size than that to make any decisions like that. But I think that's exactly what we're going to see now, is that sample size. I don't think Pix is going to get all the starts. I think that he's going to get maybe 2/3, maybe even closer to half of the starts, and Martin's going to get out there and play as well. Really, whoever wins the game is probably playing the next game, and that'll continue as long as they keep winning games. But first, we have to win a game. So until this All-Star break is over, I'm curious. I don't know if we can trade people or not, but I wouldn't be surprised to see something happen. Same time, I will be watching the All-Star game. I find a lot of it stupid and silly at this point, but it's better than, well, just about anything else on TV. I do wish they would take this All-Star game and make it just slightly more competitive or find a way to make it a little bit less silly. And I guess when it comes to the skills competition, they can silly it out, but I don't know. I'm not looking forward to this one as much as I was last year when John Scott took over the show. Who knows? Maybe there's another John Scott roaming around. Maybe somebody will dump Kane on his ass. I'll laugh and giggle and tip my beer to them. This and every other podcast that we do is brought to you by AvSpam, AvSfam.com. Awesome hockey shirts for awesome hockey people. You should go check them out. You're going to find a lot of things there that you just can't find anywhere else. Also, if you love this podcast, tell your friends about it and then go to iTunes and search for Colorado Hockey and click on the button that says subscribe. It'll be in your pocket waiting for you whenever you're ready to listen to it, day or night, right there waiting for you. Or you could just go to the ColoradoHockey.com website, which has been updated and is beautiful, by the way, and click on the button that says get it on iTunes. Either way, it's awesome. You're awesome. Stay awesome.